Ramsey TV.
Sorry about that. Late again, but I'm here. Hi, everybody. Martin Zander reporting for duty here in South Florida at the edge of the bottom of the peninsula. Now, I'm on a roll on the body of Christ, especially Paul continues to be on a roll comparing the body of Christ to the human body. So I'm going to continue along that theme. And he even does this in Ephesians, one of the most mature letters in the scriptures. So I'm going to go to Ephesians. I'm going to start in chapter 4, verse 1. I am entreating you then, I, prisoner of the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. Don't worry about that. He's entreating us. This is not the law of Moses. The law of Moses would say, walk worthily or else. So don't get nervous about that. With all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Please let us bear with one another in love. I exhort you. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit with the tie of peace. We don't have to make the unity of the Spirit. The Spirit already unifies us. We just have to keep it. How do you keep it? I guess it's the kind of a thing where you just acknowledge it exists. God makes the unity. I guess you can lose that in the same way you can fall out of grace. Grace still exists. You just fall out of a realization of it. You try to accomplish something in the flesh, like getting everybody together all the time. It's like, no, just keep what already exists by the grace of God. With the tie of peace, please be at peace with one another. And I know this is easier to do when you know that the time is short. One body, one spirit, according as you are called also with the expectation, with one expectation of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Folks, I got a comment here. Some people use this passage to say that there's only one gospel because, well, Paul's saying there's one body, one spirit, according as you were called, with one expectation of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. What is this? This is what it is. At the same time Paul wrote this, there was, that's right, contemporaneously, another gospel. It was Peter's gospel. There was another body, another expectation, another faith, another baptism. What Paul is saying here is within the body of Christ, there's only one faith, one baptism. And it's not water baptism. It's not baptism by fire either. It's baptism into Christ's death. The circumcision don't know anything about that. So don't get hung up with these ones here. It's one within the body of Christ. Because some people would even say that within the body of Christ, there are separations, there are distinctions. Paul's saying within the body of Christ, that's like somebody in the Marine Corps saying, in the Marine Corps, there's, let's say you are in the Marine Corps. You join up. There's Gomer Pyle over here. Sergeant Carter is your drill sergeant. Say, in the Marine, there's one motto, one creed, one anthem, one uniform, one purpose. But wait a minute. Doesn't the Navy also exist? Doesn't the Army also exist? What about the Air Force? Yes, they all have one anthem, one purpose, one uniform. So, you see what I mean? Within the body of Christ, it's 1-1-1-1-1. Don't let anybody split the body of Christ. Especially don't let anybody tell you that Paul's letters are split in half. And half of them don't apply to us. We've talked about that before. Don't let it happen. Now, to each one of us was given grace in accord with the measure of the gratuity of Christ. Don't expect more of yourself than the measure of grace that God gives you. Grace in accord with the measure of the gratuity of Christ. The gratuity. Christ gives it freely, without a cause. He just likes to do it, and he does it within measure. He gives different amounts of faith to different people. Maybe, I suppose, that's what this verse is saying. He gives a different amount of grace. To each one was given grace in accord with the measure of the gratuity of Christ. Oh, I see what this is now. It gives you the grace to dispense. He's talking about loving other members of the body of Christ, being at peace, showing grace to all, but as best that you can. sometimes you can't work up to grace. God gives to each the measure of grace, just as he gives the measure of faith. Wherefore, he is saying, ascending on high, he captures captivity, gives gifts to mankind. I want to skip 8, 9, 10, and 11, and 12. No, just to 11. I'm going to drop down to verse 12 because of time and because I really want to get to this human body aspect. So now let's go to 11. The same one gives these indeed as apostles, these as prophets, these as evangelists, yet these as pastors and teachers. Oh, by the way, there are no more apostles and prophets anymore. Those belong to the foundation. Today, there are still these gifts, evangelism, pastors, and teachers. Apostles and prophets, again, were part of the foundation. I can't think of the verse. I'll look it up and put it down here. I believe it's in Ephesians. Toward the, what? For what purpose does God give pastors? A pastor cares for you. A teacher teaches you. An evangelist spreads the good news of the gospel of Paul, doesn't let law come into it at all, keeps Peter's letters away from it, John's letters away from it, and certainly James's letters away from it. For what purpose? Toward the adjusting of the saints. See, I'm into that big time. I want you to be adjusted. I want you to be rooted and grounded in the truth. Toward the adjusting of the saints, for the work of dispensing, for the upbuilding of the body of Christ. I don't want to tear anybody down. I want to build everybody up. It makes me happy to hear that you are at peace with one another. And I exhort you to be at peace with one another, to keep the unity of the faith. And keep Paul. Many are turning away from Paul. I got a lot to tell you. There are so many people turning away from Paul. And I have a suspicion about this. I'm going to hold this out on you, but think about it. I'll give you a little hint. At the end of Paul's life, all in Asia forsook him. They were dropping like flies back in Paul's day. Why were they dropping like flies back then? I think the law was too attractive. Your own personal accomplishment was too attractive. Staying on the earth with things you know, staying in your comfort zone is just too attractive. And that's the problem with people today. We're dropping from Paul. They don't want a celestial destiny. It's too cold and dark up there, Mort, and I like the earth. I like old terra firma. I want to visit the home where I was raised. I think there's this emotional attachment to earth. People can't accept Paul's gospel. Anyway, they're dropping. I'm going to get into that more next week. Unto the end that we should all attain to the unity of the faith. I want this for us. I want us to all believe the same thing. People think that's bad for some reason. Well, we all can't believe the same thing. Why? Yes, yes. Unity of the faith and of the realization of the Son of God to a mature man. I'd like to bring everyone to maturity, to the measure of the stature of the complement of Christ. Why? That we may by no means still be minors, surging hither and thither. This is what minors do. They surge hither and thither. They're carried about by every wind of teaching. They hear something. A wind comes by, something different, something new. Oh, that's exciting. Oh, there's only one gospel. Oh, Paul's not all that special. But human caprice, yes, people have very clever ways of pulling you hither and thither and blowing you around by craftiness with a view to the systematizing of the deception. The ultimate example of that is organized religion. But there is some of it even in our own camp. There are organized presentations of deceptive teachings. And that's part of it too. I know it's not as crazy, it's not as bad as the organized religion, but we have to be aware of this. And really, Paul is talking about, now that I think about it, Paul is talking about the body of Christ. This is insular, this teaching here. All right, I'm going to pick up tomorrow with verse 15. My computer is glitching. I don't know why I've had to start this video four times. But anyway, I'm doing the best I can here. Tomorrow we're going to get into the nuts and bolts, the nitty-gritty of how Paul really anatomically compares the human body to the body of Christ. And it opens up great veins of truth. Veins, get it? Veins.